Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
He inspires small business.
We can teach these barbarians a lesson in Western methods and efficiency that will put them to shame.
He tells it like it is.
I realize how difficult it's going to be in this godforsaken place where you can't find what you need. But there's the challenge.
He's Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate.
With all due respect, sir, I believe this is going to be our finest hour.
Welcome back, 34 after the hour. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. Very excited about having our good friend Joel Barker back on the show. Joel has been a member of our Brain Trust now for 9 years. He's one of the great futurists of our time, someone I've admired for many decades, the author of a number of books, including Future Edge, including Five Regions of the Future, and a number of films that I encourage you to check out at joelbarker.com. Joel, welcome back to the show.
Thank you, Jim.
It's good to have
you back.
You know, one of the things, Joel, I was telling the audience before you got here earlier in the hour about how cool it's been over the last 9 years for you to have introduced us to things that maybe we'd heard about them and maybe we hadn't, but they weren't part of our lives. They were still maybe like in a sci-fi book or something, but you told us about them and you talked about the applications and the implications.
Yeah.
And then here it is 9 years later, and some of these, as we predicted, as you told us, some of these have become part of our lives. And one of them that we've done quite a bit of work on, no more than this one, is 3D printing.
Yep, 3D printing, or they call it additive manufacturing now, but I still like the 3D printing phrase.
Additive manufacturing.
Yeah.
That doesn't quite get it, does it?
It doesn't have the same sex appeal as 3D
printing. No. Additive, that sounds like something. Yeah, I'm not going to say it. All right, so anyway, so 3D printing, we talked about it printing buildings of components, right?
Yep.
And somebody made a 3D printed weapon.
Yes, they did.
A pistol.
That's right. Yep.
Right?
Fired once.
Yeah.
And lots of body parts.
That's
bones,
right.
And joints and stuff like that.
Right, yeah. and also some. Yeah, exactly. But now this is one story that I want you to that I want you to tell the audience about a guy and he actually helped his wife's doctors help her with her tumors.
Yeah, and you found this, and this just shows you how pervasive it's happening, that you can run into it in your own routine. It's not just me looking in esoteric.
Yeah, even I could find it, right? Is that what you're saying, Joel?
Well, I'm saying it is spread.
Yeah.
The use is spread, that it's just people run into these stories.
Mm-hmm.
But what was interesting about this to me was that it was husband and wife. The wife was having problems. They went in and did an MRI scan and discovered she had a tumor.
Mm-hmm.
And the surgeons were kind of waffling on things, and so what he did is he printed up her skull plus the tumor location so that they could look at it in three dimensions.
Right.
And it changed
their
attitude.
It was behind her eye, wasn't it?
It was behind her eye. It was a 3-centimeter tumor behind her left eye.
Mm-hmm.
But the thing that was so interesting was that the surgeons weren't doing this, that you would think they would have this technology to do this.
Right.
And it was the husband who did it. Who said,
and he
no
didn't
luck.
Have any, he didn't have he was I think he was an engineer, as I remember.
Yeah,
but he
yeah.
didn't have any real 3D technical capability.
Well, you know what? Here's what my brother's an engineer. They got a lot of capability.
Yeah. Well, those pocket protectors aren't for nothing, right?
Yeah. And so, in a sense, he had a paradigm for approaching this. He mm-hmm. engineered an illustration that was so powerful and so complete that the surgeons could say, "Let's operate. We
right.
can do this."
Yeah, he showed them, and you would have thought the MRI would have done the same thing for them, wouldn't you?
Yeah, but it doesn't.
But they were really in a quandary, and they were stuck, weren't they, the doctors?
Well, they didn't know. And there's literally in this story they talk about the surgeons looking at the size of their hands, you know, saying, "Can we get in there?" And all of a sudden they have a 3-dimensional skull to say,
right.
"Oh yeah. We can do that.
And this
we can make that happen."
Folks, this wasn't a hologram. This was something they were able to hold in their hand.
Yeah, physical printout.
Mm-hmm.
And the end result was they got the tumor. They were able to solve the problem. And he played a primary role in her surgery by doing what he did. I've been kind of critical about people saying, oh, everybody will have a 3D printer in their home.
Right.
I may be wrong on that. Maybe we will. Maybe we will. Because this is the kind of use that makes powerful sense.
Right.
You know,
well, one of the things that the 3D printing has done is going to help a lot with is prototyping.
Yeah, huge. When you think about the difference between imagining something and holding something in your hand.
Right.
And the fact that 24 hours after you have conceptualized it, put it in your software, you are holding it in your hand.
Imagine 10, 20 years from now when every household will have some kind of a 3D printer. Folks, that's not out of the realm of possibility. Quick break. We'll talk about an environmental issue after these messages with Joel Barker. I'm Jim Blasingame. Stay with me.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.